This is Phil Farron. And I am driving home. You may not be able to hear it, but it is windy today. The wind is gusting. And it's actually Elf Day today for me. So I'm in my elf costume. And it's funny because my elf hat is really tall. And the wind got gusting. And, you know, it got to the point where I was like, whoop, gotta hold on to the hat, gotta hold on to the hat. I'm looking for my glasses. What did I do with my glasses? Oh, there they are. They slipped around. One moment. There we go. Okay. So it's Elf Day today. So I've got my elf costume on, and I went to Walmart, and we had fun, and talked to people, and took pictures, and made smiles, and it was good. I actually took a picture with a bunch of the Walmart service people. They came dressed in their Christmas regalia, and we all took a big group picture together. We kind of huddled in, took a closer picture, and then for the official picture, then we kind of spread apart, you know, did the social distancing thing. So that's always fun. Everybody seemed to have a good time. It was good. Went around, visited a couple of other places that I normally go to. So it's been a good day. It is Thursday today, but it's Christmas Eve, so everyone's going to be closed tomorrow. So I just went ahead and did the elf costume a day ahead of time, and then I'm probably going to throw it back on for Saturday, which will be the day after Christmas, the 26th, since this is 2020. This is 2020, the exciting year of 2020. And so we'll see. Had breakfast with a buddy this morning, so that was good. Enjoyed that a lot. Although I had to apologize to him since I was fasting. My normal schedule is to have breakfast on Fridays and Saturdays when I'm not fasting, and so I wasn't even thinking about that until a couple of days ago. I was like, oh, ow! So, but he didn't seem to mind too much that I was just sitting and watching him eat. But anyway, so all is well, all is well. It's been a good week. I've been off all this week, because the building is closed for my major client, and so they haven't been in, which means I haven't had any phone calls, any emails, any problems. No problems! Which is always nice. I have been working on projects. I got finished up with my read-through for the first half of book 14. I've been working on my jester's costume for Argyle Day, which is coming up the second week in January. So it's not tomorrow, but 2 weeks from tomorrow. I'm almost done there. I have three more things, actually, that I have to get done. Then as soon as I get that done, then I turn around and work on Rubber Ducky costume, which should be a little easier. So, and then the next week is Polka Dot Day, which I already have that from last year, which that's easy. Then the next day is Backwards Day. I haven't done any work on that yet. I've been conceptualizing, still having the conversation with Jesus about that one, so that'll be interesting to see how that one all works out. Could be cool. Could be cool. We'll see. We'll see. What else? Oh, I tackled a huge project over the last 2 days. I'd gotten to the place where I was just not organized with all the costume stuff. There was too many pieces, there was too much laying around, there were boxes, and they weren't labeled, So I spent 2 days getting organized. And I am organized at this point. Whoop, whoop! So, I've got everything in totes by costume, and then I've got it all in the database. What's in the contents of each tote, what holiday it's usually used for, etc., etc. So I have totes, and then I have hang-ups, and then I have bags, and then I have supplies in bags. everything written down, what I've got in those bags, blah, 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 blah.
I grabbed
a home inventory template database for Access to start with, and then tweaked it up myself a little bit to add some more fields in for what I needed and adjust the fields that were there. So yay, I'm organized, feels much better. There'll be some upkeep as we go along, but man, there's nothing like having it in a database where you can go, I need red gloves, where are my red gloves? Oh man. Anyways, so all is well, everything's been going fine. It's good. I've been listening along on social media to different things. And one of the guys I listen to here and there is Brent Weinstein and his wife, Heather. Oh, I can't ever remember her last name. They have a lot of interesting stuff. Brent Weinstein was interviewing Greg Lukianoff, who I think is the co-author of The Cobbling of the American Mind. And there was a clip they had done about the relationship of wokeness to cognitive therapy. For those of you who haven't heard the term cognitive therapy or cognitive behavioral therapy, cognitive behavioral therapy has in the past proved very successful at helping people live more fulfilled lives, more disciplined lives. And the idea behind cognitive behavioral therapy is to make people aware of what they are thinking and potentially aware of some cognitive distortions that they may be engaged in, and how that they need to take control of those things, and then in the process of doing that, get better control over their thoughts and, you know, achieve more strength in their thoughts and pay less attention to those things that are disempowering them, that are causing destruction within them. So Brent Weinstein was asking his guest, Greg Lukianoff, I think is how you say his name, about a comparison between wokeness or social justice warriors and cognitive behavioral therapy. And he knew how Greg was going to respond, and of course Greg responded exactly like he said. Oh, he said, it's terrible. He said, they can't exist in the same space. He said, I mentioned in my book that I had anxiety and depression and how the cognitive behavioral therapy really saved his life. And what cognitive behavioral therapy does is it tries to identify the distortions that people are applying to their thinking, so the cognitive distortions, and some of them are as follows. Binary thinking, where you have to turn everything into a black and white issue, that there's no grays, that you either agree with what I say or you're wrong, and not only wrong, but you're wrong and you're evil, you know. It's that there is only two choices, and you're either this or that. Which, of course, is a cognitive distortion because we all have variances, and among humans, there's all kinds of variances, and we're all on scales and spectrums, et cetera, et cetera. But that's a cognitive distortion. Another cognitive distortion is mind reading. Well, so-and-so said this, so what they were thinking was this. Well, you really have no idea what so-and-so was thinking. You don't know what their day was like. You don't know what they've encountered. You know, you have no idea. You can't read other people's minds. And just to assume that they are X so that you can then turn around and react to X. I had a friend once, I was on a walk with him, and even though we had talked about what news sources I listened to, which I try to, you know, listen to a whole bunch of news sources because everyone has bias, he popped off a comment one day with, well, you probably just listen to Fox News. So he had already decided, he had read my mind and decided what I did, and then he passed judgment on me for doing what he had decided in his mind through his mind reading that I had done. I just looked at him like, what? Because he knew better than that. He had just, the flesh just blathered to him and he just blathered out. Overgeneralization is another one of these cognitive distortions. Well, everybody's, or all the people, well, this is just what everybody agrees with. Well, okay, whoa. So the problem is you've got all of these cognitive distortions that critical or that cognitive behavioral therapy is trying to get you to recognize and not to do, but these methodologies, wokeness, social justice warriors, problematizing, all of these things are in direct opposition to cognitive behavioral therapy. I mean, this is exactly, if you had rules in a cognitive behavioral therapy and you said, don't do that, that is, that's what all this wokeness says to do. And Brent Weinstein, he made an interesting statement and I just grinned when he made it. Because he said, and I wrote down the quote, and hopefully I've got this right. I'm not getting my mail today because it's too early, because it's actually only like 10:44. So Brent says, quote, there is some incredible process, because he's just, he said he provides, sees this war between something like a cognitive behavioral therapy and the new wokeness to be very provocative and important. And he said it fits, you know, everything that he's seen. And then he went on to say, there is some incredible process by which everything functional is being turned on its head. It's almost as if there is some algorithm that seeks that which works to invalidate it. So he said he was at Evergreen. And he said he remembered before everything just really blew up that in, there was a faculty meeting where he talked about his concern that proceeding down the road they were proceeding would be a hazard to Enlightenment values. And he said, I thought that wouldn't be controversial. I didn't see any reason that would be a controversial statement. And he said, but then I started getting pushback about how Enlightenment values wouldn't necessarily be the best thing. And he said, I see that. And he said, I see things like there's an invalidation of arithmetic at this point and an invalidation of a colorblind society. He said, it's like people are saying, well, here's something logical and let's go sabotage. And I thought when he was saying that, I said, yeah, buddy, that's flesh. That's flesh. Utter destruction, whatever it can get away with. This is just an embodiment in flesh. You know, and the speaker, one of the things that the speaker was talking about was Greg Lukianoff. It's one of the things that he gets angry about because he is in the university environment. He said, we already know that this generation has higher anxiety and suicide. He said, we already know that. And he said, there's multiple factors to that. But then he said, we have these students show up on campus and the ideology that we feed them is you are evil. You are both an oppressor and oppressed. You should isolate yourself. These are your characteristics. You have no control over of them. You have no individual entity and everything's doomed and nothing will change. Oh, man. And he's right. That is what critical race theory, any kind of the derivatives of critical theory say. In addition to the fact that they would just want you to problematize so that they constantly want you to overgeneralize, read people's minds, engage in binary thinking, and catastrophize. This is terrible. And Brent Weinstein, you know, came out and said, this is literally going to result in people being dead. And it's true. It's going to kill people because the suicide rate is just going to keep going up. And so, you know, everybody gets a right to their own opinion and everybody gets to believe whatever they want to believe, because that is our power as human beings, to believe these things. And in fact, we go through our lives living in a castle of our own belief. We don't live our lives in the real world. We live our lives in what we have built for ourselves as a simulation. And the sad thing is, some people have built for themselves simulations that there's just no way to live within that simulation. And I think this is why it's so important for us, as we as followers of Christ, we who have a truth that is an empowering truth, that we are loved. It's so important for us to go out into the world and love people. Just love people. Do things for people. I was over at Senior Health Center where they had taken care of my dad, and I've been going in to see the receptionist just for the hospital in general. And at this point, when I walk through the door, word spreads that I'm there. And I used to just go in and see one lady there, and now, I don't know, there's half a dozen ladies that come out with their cameras and start taking pictures. One of them told me today, she said, you know, you make our week. We look forward to you coming by. You know, I mean, just kindness, love, kindness. We need to get out there and find ways to spread kindness, to spread love. Because that will stand against this stuff. Because this stuff, this wokeness, it is just destruction all the way down. And people just don't even recognize why. Love your neighbor. Love your neighbor. As Christ has loved us and gave himself for us. Merry Christmas, everyone.